Unit 1, IELTS Practice, Listening 2. You will now hear a conversation between the music exam candidate and a school music tutor. Listen to the conversation and fill in the form.
Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Ms. Richardson.
Tell me, John, where are the music exams being held this year? At the Hillcrest Primary School again?
Yes, the same place as last year, the Hillcrest Primary School. Miss Richardson, do you have any advice for me for the exam day?
Well, I think it's good to get there early, at least half an hour before the exam. What time's your exam?
2 o'clock.
Well, I'd get there around 1:30 p.m. You want to practice for a little while. You want to warm up your viola and make sure it's in tune. Just remind yourself of the tuning of each string. C, G, D, A.
Of course. C, G, D, A. I can't believe I'll forget, but I'll write them down.
Good idea. It's best to be sure.
What should I take with me, apart from my viola and music, of course?
Well, let me see. 3 things, I think. A spare bow would be a good idea in case you have an accident with your good one. Take a cleaning cloth to wipe the strings before you start. Oh, and take a pencil so you can make notes you want, any notes you want to, on your music.
Shall I take my own music stand?
That's a good idea. They could lend you one, but you might not be able to put it up quickly. So yes, take your own music stand.
Okay.
Do you know the order of the exam?
I think so. I'd better make sure, though.
There are 3 parts to the exam. Remember that first you have the sight reading. You should be fine with that. We've done a lot of sight reading practice. Secondly, they'll ask you to play your 3 prepared pieces of music. And the 3rd part is scales.
I've got that. Thanks. Miss Richardson, how do they mark the exam?
Well, it's marked out of 100%. The prepared pieces are the most important part. They're worth 60%. The other 2 parts, the sight reading and scales, are marked out at 20%. The examiner is looking mainly for accuracy and fluency. Accuracy means the right notes, in perfect tune, held for the right length, good timing. Fluency is more a matter of your style, the way you interpret the piece and play each phrase.
After the exam, how can I find out my mark?
You can go to the Woodlands website a week after the exam and you can see your results there. And you'll get an official letter in the mail as well.
Oh, that's right. I remember that from last year.
If you pass grade 7, you can go on to do your final grade, grade 8, in 2009.
Yes, that's my aim. Thanks, Ms. Richardson. Bye for now.
Goodbye, John, and good luck.